Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, Gittin Daf Chaf Vav. We are holding at the Mishnah, which is line 7 from the top. Says the Mishnah, Koisei v'Teifsei Gittin. As we know, a get contains three parts. Teifes, standard text. Teiref, the revelation, the Gilui, Rashi says, that's the personals. So the names, location, date. Then we have the chasimus, of course, the signatures on bottom. Hakoyi seif teifsei gittin. So Rashi explains, we have a seifer who does this, you know, for a living. And he has some spare time, so he wants to prepare the gittin ahead of time. So he's going to leave it, you know, with the blanks unfilled. This way, when he needs a get, he'll have a get available. He'll just fill in the blanks, and they'll use it. Is that permissible? Yes. Says the Mishnah, Koisev Tefse Gittin, if one proceeds to write the Gittin ahead of time, so he can only write the Tefes, and of course he has to leave out all the personal information. So even if he sees, you know, potential divorce brewing, he may not fill out those particulars. He has to leave it blank, pending further developments. Tzoroshi Aniach Makam Ha'ish. He has to leave a blank for the husband's name, Makam Ha'isha, the Isha's name, Makam Zman, for the date. That's regarding a get. What about Shtori Milva? Loan documents, same thing. He can write up the actual text, but he has to leave out the particulars, the details. Tzorach She'aniach Makam Ha'malva, the name of the lender, Makam Ha'leiva, the borrower, Makam Ha'moiz, a space for the actual amount of money being lent, Makam Ha'zman, and for the date as well. Shtori Mekach, purchase documents, same thing. Tzorach She'aniach Makam Ha'lekech, Makam Ha'mecher, he has to leave out the name of the buyer and the seller, Makam Ha'moiz, the price, Makam Ha'soda, the description of the actual property, umakam azman, and the date. Mipnei hatakana. This is done based on a takonas chachamim, a practice enacted by the chachamim. Now the Gemara will explain exactly what these words are coming to explain. So according to Tanakama, all documents can be ordered ahead of time, can be sort of produced ahead of time, provided you leave out the particulars, the personal information, whether it's a get isha, shtar milva, or shtar mekach. Just write the teifes without the teref. That's the Tanakama. Everything's okay. Rabbi Yehuda poisel b'kulan. Rabbi Yehuda takes the opposite opinion. He says, not only can't you do it by a get isha, you can't do it by any document, even the teifes, because it might lead you to doing the teref and doing it by the get isha, which is a problem because it wasn't written specifically for this person, it wasn't relevant, or it's lacking in lishma. Don't do it any time. Rav Lezer strikes a compromise. Machshir b'kulan, he says, any other document other than a divorce document, there you can do the teifes, provided you don't proceed to the particulars. Chutz migitei noshim, except for the get isha, where we don't even allow you to do the teifes because you may end up doing the teref shaloi lishma, and of course, we need it to be done lishma shenemar because of lo, which means write it lishma. Amar v'idamar shmo. When we speak about leaving out the man's name, the woman's name in the get, there is something else that must be left out as well. Something else which is also very crucial. Rashi calls it the ikrei shel get, one of the main elements of the get. Tzorach she'aniach af makam. We must leave a space as well for these words, Hare at muteris l'chol adam, you're not permissible, you can go marry anybody. That too is the ikra get, and that too has to be done lishma. And of course, Rabbi Lezer, he was going with Shitas Rabbi Lezer, who says that the ksiva, not only the ksiva, has to be done lishma. Domar edim esir karti, according to Rabbi Lezer, who activates the get? Who gives power to the get? Those edim in front of whom you deliver the get to the isha. So, according to him, you don't even need Edom signed on the get minat Torah. The Rabbanon we do, but minat Torah not. And therefore, when the Pasuk says v'kas avlo, it's not going on signing, you don't even need a sign. It's going on the actual writing, the text of the get, and the particulars. And therefore, says Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, be careful to leave out the Teiref. Teifas can be done ahead of time. That doesn't need to be Lishma. That's not really crucial. But the critical parts that they get, the particulars, the details, the names, the location, the date, and Dariat Muteris L'Chol Adam, which is the crux of the get, that must be done Lishma. Obeino Ksiva Lishma. So this is actually the third time that Shmuel connects the Mishnah to Rabbi Lezer. It's over here. We had it back on the Chaf Aleph. And then I'm Chav Beis again. All three times, Shmuel says the Mishnah follows Rabbi Lezer's Shita Utsricha. Why does he have to say it three times in a row? The Yashmina HaKamaisa. If you would only said it on the Mishnah of Chav Aleph and Beis, where the Mishnah tells us, you know, don't write a get attached to the ground, but if you do it, then you take it off the ground before you write the Teref, that's okay. And that's going contra Rabbi Lezer, that the Ksiva has to be done properly. So, the Yashmina HaKamaisa, if you would have pegged that first Mishnah like Rabbi Lezer, I would say by he who the ikul ukmak Rabbi Lezer. It makes sense that that Mishnah is found Rabbi Lezer. The Ketana, because the Mishnah says, "Ein kaisvin, don't write a get while it's still attached to the ground." Uktani kaisvin. Then it says, "Well, if you did it, it's okay." And the only way to explain it was based on Rabbi Lezer, as we learned there. Aval seifa. But in the next Mishnah of Chav Beis, where we speak about the get being written by a cheder shoyte v'katan, etc., and we say diktanish ein ki maget al b'chay samav, because what activates the get, the signators ema. Oh, so over there, perhaps I would say that's clearly Rav Meir he the Amar who says edi chasim akarsi, the ones signing activate the get, and therefore Shmuel says no. The Mishnah actually is following Rabbi Lezer, and it's interpreted accordingly as we learned there. V'yashmina v'hi, if he only would have told us in that Mishnah that it's Rabbi Lezer, hahi nami ikuluk mikra Rabbi Lezer, all that Mishnah as well can follow Rabbi Lezer very comfortably, Rashi says, although it alludes to people signing. Well, you know, Rabbi Lezer also typically requires the Eidim Mesirah to sign on the get, and actually they're the ones that are usually signing and serving as Eidim Mesirah, so it's sort of all one and the same. When the Mishnah says chaysamav, it's referring to the Eidim Mesirah, who are typically the signers as well, so it fits Rabbi Lezer. Aval ha, but in our Mishnah this is a problem. Why? Ema, we can say, may the Sefer Rabbi Lezer have you. If you take a look at the last part of the Mishnah, who's speaking? Rabbi Lezer. Which seems to indicate that Reisha Lav Rabbi Lezer, at the starting, you know, portion of the Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah, is not Rabbi Lezer. If the end is Rabbi Lezer, not the beginning. Tzricha, that compelled Shmuel to explain to us, no, actually, our Mishnah, even the first part is Rabbi Lezer, and apparently, as Rashi says, based on the Gemara later, there are two versions in Rabbi Lezer. According to version one, represented in the first part of the Mishnah, a taifas can be written ahead of time, whether it's a get or any other star. There's no gzeira here. Whereas in version two of Rabbi Lezer, which is reflected in the ending of the Mishnah, when it comes to a get isha, we don't want to take chances. It's too close to home. One step away, we don't allow the Teifas to be written. It's one step away from the Teiref, which would be a problem if it was written ahead of time. We don't allow it. Now, the Mishnah tells us, at least in the first Shita, Teifas is okay ahead of time. Get, Shtar Milva, Shtar Mekach, and the Mishnah adds two words. Right? Leave out the particulars, leave out the personals. V'pneya Takana. My Takana, what does the Mishnah mean on account of Takana? We're going to have three Pshatim. And basically, the Pshatim will, you know, represent different approaches to the Mishnah. Is the Mishnah Rav Meir, who does not require Ksiva Lishma? Then Mipnei HaTakana is alluding to one aspect, to one Pshat. If the Mishnah is Rav Elezer speaking, because there's no name at the beginning of the Mishnah, it can be either or. Is it Rav Elezer, who requires Ksiva Lishma, as we just learned, based on Shmuel's Pshat and Rav Elezer in the Mishnah? Well, then Mipnei HaTakana means something else. So we're going to have three ways to explain the Mishnah. Three or four ways. My takana. What does that mean, p'nei takana? Omar b'yeis yenison. P'nei takana's sefer. Really? We're going like Rabbi Lezer. We're very concerned about ksiva lishma. Really, you shouldn't be writing anything without the lishma, because you might conclude to get, you might write the Torah of shlishma as well. So Rabbi Lezer would really require you to stay away from this whole idea of writing get in ahead of time. But b'pnei ha-takana, which means b'pnei ha-takana sofer, so that he has gittin available, doesn't lose any time sitting idle, we allow him to do that. For Rabbi Elazar here, Dama Edim Esirakarti, of course, is Rabbi Elazar speaking, that the ksiva must be done l'shma ubedinu, and really? Adafilu teves namel lichtev. Really? We should not. The din should not allow him to even write the teves shalei l'shma, because he might do the teref as well. Umishum takana seifrim, and in order to assist the seifrim in their livelihood, shor rabban allowed it. So that's the Tanakam. Then we move on to Rabbi Yehuda. That's the next sheet in the Mishnah. Rabbi the Paisel Bakulan. He says whether it's a get or other documents, you cannot write a teifis ahead of time. Why? Gazar teifis atu teiref. If you do the teifis, you might do the teiref as well. And number two, gazar shtaros atu gitin. If you're allowed by other shtaros, which don't need the shema, but you might infuse things and do the same by gitin. So it's sort of like a double gzera, but he considers it all one and the same concern. Because the teiref of the get shalei lishma is possible, we can't do the teifis either, because it might lead to the teiref. Then, if it's a problem by getting, we don't even allow it by other shtaros. Not only the teiref, even the teifis, because it might lead to doing it by get as well. Rabbi Elazar says, no, I'll strike a compromise. Machshe bekulan. This is version 2 of Rabbi Elazar at the end of the mission. He says, by other shtaros, that's okay. You can write the teifis ahead of time, impersonal. But by a get, isha, that's too close. That's just one step away. We don't allow even the teifis. Chutz megidinashim, teifis otu teiref. Teifis otu teiref gazer. Because Rabbi Elazar is very concerned that by a get, isha, you do the teifis, shalei lishma, you might do the teiref, shalei lishma. So it makes sense. It's just one step away. But he's not going to stretch the gzeir and extend the two steps away. Shtoros atu gittin legazer. To say just because it's a problem by gittin, we shouldn't allow the fellow to do the teifes by other star, which doesn't even require lishma. That's really like a gzeir legzeir. He doesn't do that. He's not going to be machmer on that. So according to this pshat, the Mishnah goes like this. We start with Rabbi Elazar. A get needs to be nichtav lishma. Which part? Teiref. But because of the seifrim, we want them to have what to do. We want to save the gittin to be available and business to flow. So we allow them to do teifsin. Whether we're gittin or other shtaros, doesn't matter. Rabbi Yehuda says never. It might create confusion. Rabbi Yehuda says by gittin don't, by other shtaros yes. And he concludes, Rabbi Yehuda concludes with the words, Shenemar v'kosev la lishma. Asks the Gemara, so Rabbi Elazar tells us you can't do the teifis of the get because you might do the teiref shalei lishma, and he gives a reason, because of lo lishma. But that pasuk is going on what? On the teiref, which is the critical part of the get, which requires lishma. Min ha-teiref v'ki ksiv la, the word la is a teiref with the ksiv, and you're telling me that you can't even write the teifis shalei lishma. Elaima rather revised the mission like this. He meant to say like this: mishum shenemar because of lo lishma. We sort of put in the word mishum. Why can't I write a teifes shalei lishma? Because of the pasuk of a kasav lo lishma, which is going on the teref. We want to keep you a step away for concern of confusion. And that's who was speaking, Rabbi Elazar. One second, Rabbi Elazar a minute ago in the beginning of the mission tells us it's okay. Kasha de Rabbi Elazar. We seem to have a contradiction between the two Rabbi Elazar. The answer is Terei Tanoi. Only the Rabbi Elazar are two versions. Each town has had his own version of Rabbi Elazar. Version 1 allowed a teifis to be written regardless. And version 2, the last part of the Mishnah, says, okay, other stories, you're fine, but not by gittin. So according to this approach, Pnei HaTakana was simply to assist the scribes. Rab Shapsi Amar Chizkiya, he had a different pshat. He says the name of Chizkiya, Mishum Ketatam. That when the mission says takana, it's not a reason for permissibility. It's not a reason for a heter, why we can write the teifis ahead of time. Just the opposite. We're going like a remeir. The ksiva, the entire ksiva, whether the teifis or the teiref, can be done shalei lishma ahead of time. That's how he learns the beginning of the Mishnah. It's not Rav Leda, it's Rav Meir. No concern with Ksiva Lishma. So what is the Mishnah coming to answer? As though it's like an excuse. We're allowing it. No. It's explaining why we don't allow you to finish the get. Let's say you see a divorce brewing. Why can't he write the get ahead of time, the cipher? The teifas and the teref. Answer is, b'nei atakana. What does that mean? B'shem k'tata. We want to avoid, generating conflict in families and being the facilitator of divorces. And they won't explain. For Rav Meir, really going with Rav Meir, Dama Edech Simakarti, the main thing is Echasimas Lashma, we don't care about Ksiva Lashma. Ubedinu, and the truth is, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to address, that in reality we should allow you to do the entire get ahead of time. You can write even the Teref, even the particulars, the names, the details, the personals, ahead of time. Even though they're not ready for divorce. So why not? The answer is Vizimnin the Shamal Sefer, because it can happen that the Isha will, get wind of the Sefer writing a get on her name. She'll overhear the Sefer reading his get to Kalkasiv, and she sees that she hears that he's writing a get for her. With Sefer, and she's thinking, who ordered this get, if not my husband? Ew, come or late, my husband told him to write the get. Oh, that's really going to generate conflict, which wouldn't have happened otherwise. And she's going to create conflict with him. It's going to be discord. Therefore, says the Mishnah, stop right there. Mr. Sefer, you run right to Teifas, Gezuntate, but don't get personal. Rav Chizda Amar Avimi, he has a different pshat in Mepnei HaTakana. Mepshim Takana Sakunois. In order to protect women from being abandoned. Now, there are two ways to learn this. Amri Lo Rav Meir. Some say this was on Rav Meir's track, who does not require Ksiva Lishma. V'Amri Lo Rav Lezer. And some explain this based on Rav Lezer. And the Gemara will elaborate. Amri Lo Rav Meir. Some explained it based on Rav Meir. D'Amar Yidichasim Makarti. Lichasim is make to get. Ubedinu Da'afilo Teref Nami Lichtev. And the truth is that the Sefer should be able to write the entire get. Ksiva, the Teifas and the Teref, ahead of time. But don't do that. Mishum takonas akunois. Why? Because you're making it too easy for the husband to divorce. You're preparing a ready-made get for him. And it can happen that he has a davalik tatabada. There's some discord in the family. Some tension. And perhaps he's hit a fit of rage. And he sees a get right there. He grabs it and he throws it to her. Basically, easy divorce. 1, 2, 3. Now she's sitting abandoned, basically divorced. Which perhaps would not have happened had the husband had, a couple of minutes of contemplation time. While the get was actually going to be written and all that, it takes time. So making it too easy is dangerous. So that's what the Mishnah says. Don't. Mr. Sefer, don't write this tariff. That's one approach. Amrila. The other way to explain Mepnei Takunas Agunois is Rabbi Lezer. It's really Rabbi Lezer Shi to the Amar Edim Sir Karti. He holds that the Ksiva has to be Lishma. And the Mishnah is explaining why we allow the Sefer to write a Teifas. So the first shot was why we don't allow him to write the Teref. Now we're explaining the opposite, why he can write the Teifas. Ubedinu Da'afilu Teifas. Nami Lelichtav. The truth is that was so concerned that he might write the Teref Shlo Lishma, which according to Rabbi Lezer is a problem. Don't even write the Teifas. One part might lead to the next. Why could he? Why do we allow it? The answer is Takonas Agunois. Vizimnan Deboy Lemezlum Dinasiyam. It could happen that the husband's on his way out. He's about to embark on a journey to a faraway place. Well, he wants to divorce her, just in case he doesn't make it back. Okay, and, to find a safer, it's off hours. He's not going to find a safer on the spur of the moment. And then he'll just be compelled to leave without giving her a get. And he'll leave. She'll be sitting abandoned. Perhaps he'll never return. And this trouble. So in order to facilitate this, in order to protect the Isha from Igun, we do allow the safer to write the Teifas. So that it makes it for a more convenient and easy divorce. So bottom line, Mishnah says, Mr. Sefer, you want to write the get ahead of time? Gezuntate, but only the Teifas, not the Teref. Why? We have four ways to explain those words. It's basically based on Reb Lezer Remeir, right? So if it's Remeir's, Reb Lezer speaking, the ksiva needs to be lishma, why do we allow the taifas? You might do the taifas of shelo lishma. The answer is, we're coming to help the seifrim in their livelihood, so that they can fill their spare time preparing documents in advance. We have the next pshat. It's Remeir speaking. We don't need ksiva lishma. I'm coming to explain why we don't allow him to finish the taifas. Because she might get wind that he's writing a get in her name, and that might create animosity. Then we have takonas agunais, two ways to explain. Either a mirror, and really the entire teifas and teiref can be done ahead of time. But we don't want to make it for an easy divorce, to have, you know, ready-made getten available, personalized, therefore we stop at the teiref. Second pshat is Reb Elazar speaking. You need the ksiva lishma. We shouldn't allow him to do the teifas either, because he might do the teiref, but we're concerned that perhaps he'll need a quick get on his way out, and this makes it available for him, and that's why we allow it. So we leave out the names and the date as well. Kapasak v'tani. The Mishnah states it as a blank fact. Lo yishno menei nesuin, lo yishno menei erusin. Whether he's divorcing her from Nisun after having been married to her, or they were just engaged. Either way, make sure to leave the date, you know, blank, and don't have it predated. Let them fill it in when it comes to be. Question is why? Why do we need a precise date? Bishleim min anisuin. So if they were a married couple getting divorced, then we understand why we need an accurate date, which reflects the actual divorce. We had that discussion back on Afiyat Zayin, the two reasons why we need the accurate date. Whether the reason is because, you know, we're concerned about Znus, he might be married to his niece and he'll try to protect her from the Einish of Bezdin. So even though she deviated and interacted with another man as married, but they'll claim, well, she was divorced at that time. That's why we have a Zman in the Get, which indicates that the Znus took place before the Get was given. So that applies. And that's why we have to have the Zman accurately reflective of the event. Don't write it ahead of time. And the other reason applies as well. The reason was that, you know, the husband has a right to access his wife's produce, grow and go for a field. That stops when they're preparing for divorce, or when the divorce actually takes place. We want it to be dated properly so that we know when he has to stop taking the peris. But that all applies to a married couple. There's no concern. The peris concern, yeah, but elemena erisim, but if they were just engaged and they're getting divorced, so who cares about an accurate zman in the get? So bishlam elam adam shabasa choyse ika. The reason of znus applies, because in the time of Chazal, a married, engaged couple had a din of esh esish. So that applies as well. We need to know exactly when things happened. Elam adam shamperi, but if the concern is because of the extra peris that he might be taking, but he's not taking peris during the engagement. He has no right. He has no access. He's not entitled at that early point in their relationship. Arusa mi isla peris. Since when does an arusa provide her husband with peris? A fiancé with peris? So why do we need this man in the get to be accurate? Amarav Amram. The answer is like this. Hamilsa, the following response. Shamis minedu ula. I heard from ula. The Amar, he said like this. The reason is Mishum Takonas Vlad. We're concerned about protecting the offspring. That was his answer. This was meant to be an explanation why the get of an Arusa has to be accurate and exact. So he said because of Takonas Vlad, I'm not sure what he meant. V'lo yedana mayniu, I'm not sure exactly what that means. But Kibun Dashamis Ladasani, once I heard the next price. Haimer Gisvaget Larusasi. So the price says like this. A fellow instructs the people to write a get for his kala, for his arusa. And he says like this, I'm not using it now. I want to, you know, keep it in the safe for the future. Likishakan sena, agarshena. Perhaps after I marry her, I'll use it then. Ain't a get, you can't use it. Why not? Vamar ulamatam, the reason is, gzero shama yomru, gito kaidam livna. Because people might say, look, this get here, was written way back when. And look, now she had a child. Ooh, she had this child out of marriage. post-divorce, it's not so complimentary for the child. It's a pgam. So therefore, don't use old gittin. Okay? So you can't write a get now to be used only after he marries her. Because in between, there's interaction as married, and perhaps there'll be a child born who will appear to have been born post-divorce. Hachanami, oh, so once we know that brisa, says Rav Amram, now I understand why the Arusa's get has to be properly dated. For the same reason, people might say the get was issued before the child came about, which basically means the child was born out of marriage. So that explains our Mishnah, why the get of even an Arusa has to be properly dated. So if you want to write it ahead of time, leave out the date, which will be filled in later, because if you write the date as per today, and then, you know, he might marry her and then only divorce her later, and you're using a predated get, which may not reflect well on that child born later. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Abba, Rav Shila, Amar Rav Nuna, Saba, Amar Rav Acha, Rav Ada, Bar Ava, Amar Rav. Halacha Rav Elazar, back to the Mishnah. We have three shittos. May a sefer write a teifes ahead of time. Tanakama says, yes, in all cases. Rav Yehuda says, never. Rulaza says, well, by Gittin, don't take your chances. But by other stories, it's okay. We paskin like Rav Elazar. Kori Rav Alei, in fact, Rav, related to Rav Elazar with a very complimentary term. Kori Rav Alei to Rav Elazar, he called him Tovinu de Chakimi, the fortunate of all the Chachamim. So basically, he complimented him and his Shita, and he held like that. So basically, by the get, don't write the Teufis ahead of time. Vafilu b'shar shtaris nami, says the more. Okay, so he's paskening, he's following Rav Elazar, even in terms of the leniency, in terms of allowing a sefer to write a teifes by other stories. Is, are we following Rav Elazar in that too? Because there were two things Rav Elazar said. One, chumrah, don't write a teifes of a get ahead of time, because you might write the teiref. And you can, you may write a teifes of other stories ahead of time. So we're following Rav Elazar in that too? Because really, it was written ahead of time. It wasn't written to reflect an event. So you're sort of writing, Reuven lent Shimon $1 million. It never took place. There's an element of, you know, lack of integrity there, perhaps. Is that a concern? Va'amara papi, shmed Rava. We heard in the name of Rava, Hayashrata Dayani. So this is a document which Bezdin issues, a certification document. This shtar that we have has been certified by Bezdin. Now, the Mikhtav of Mekami, if it was written prior, the Sahadu Sahadi, prior to the witnesses coming and testifying, Achasim Yisidayu, that in fact these are their signatures, so you can't use that certification document. Why? Because it was written ahead of time. Alma Mechzik Shikr, apparently because it looks like something untrue. Hachanami here as well. When you're writing a shtar chayv ahead of time, mechzik is shikra. Doesn't look good. It looks like sheker. So that's the kash. Answer the gemara, no. There's no concern. Velasa, that concern doesn't exist. You know why? Because you can write it ahead of time as long as you're not going to activate it. You're not going to sign it. You're not going to give it over. It's just sort of a spear document. So even though you're writing words that never happened, that never took place, but you're not actually using it, that's okay. How do we know this? V'lesa. But the Rav Nachman, used to tell us, he holds that you can write a get ahead of time, right? Afilo matzoi ba'ashpa. Even if you found the get in the trash bin. Chasmai v'nasn l'kashar. You signed it l'shma and you gave it to her, it's fine. Afilo rabbanu like pliga l'id rameh. Even the rabbanu disagreed rameh, it's only because of l'shma issues. Elo b'gitei nashem by a get, a b'in k'siva l'shma, because they hold, Rav Elazar holds, the actual k'siva is to be l'shma, which you don't have. So there's a side problem. But other documents can be done in this manner. You can write it ahead of time. In fact, we have a raya, another raya. Domer of Asi, Omer of Yechnan. Shtar shalovaboy. Uparoy. Suppose a person borrowed money based on a shtar. And the shtar, as we know, generates sort of a lien on his properties. And he paid off the loan. Uparoy. Can he reborrow? Reusing that same shtar on that day? But you can't reuse that shtar on the same day. Why? Not because it looks like a lie. There's a technical problem. Shekvar nimchal shibude, because the yeshiva, the commitment generated by the first dar, which sort of places a lien on his properties, that's been cancelled once he paid back the loan. So you can't sort of reactivate the lien using the same stale shtar. You have to write a new shtar. So the second loan is sort of like a milvah peh. It's like a verbal commitment. It's not backed up with a document. That's the only reason. Time of the nimchal shibud, only because the shibud was cancelled and forgiven. A technical procedural problem. Aval misham shikr lechashinan. Apparently, in terms of sheker, there's no concern. So even if it was written and signed ahead of time, that's okay, as long as it wasn't handed over and activated in an improper fashion. So bottom line, we have a Mishnah with Rishitos. May a sefer write a toifis, a standard text, ahead of time. Always yes, never. And according to the last shita, by gitta not, by other shteris yes. And the reason for this din is mipnei atakana. Either it's to help the sefer, or it's coming to explain why you can't do the personals as well ahead of time. Don't create machlokes amongst families. Takana sakunis is another prat, either to make it available, to make it unavailable, depending on the shitas we had. And then we require the zman to be done ahead of time, on time as well. You can't do it ahead of time, whether it's mina nesu'in or mina erusin. We're concerned about gita kaidim levna. And the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar, the final Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah, which is that by gittin, don't do the teifas ahead of time because it might lead to the teiref shalei lishma, but by other shtaros it's okay. We're not concerned about mechzik yashikra as long as you don't use it improperly. All the best to you and hatzlacha rabbah.